Telos, circa 400 BCE. Many people are familiar with the figure of Telos, writes author Brian Houghton, through his depiction as a bronze giant in the 1963 movie Jason and the Argonauts. But where did the idea for Telos come from? And could he have been the first robot in history? According to Greek mythology, Telos was a huge bronze automaton whose job was to protect Europa, the mother of King Minos of Crete, from invaders, pirates, and other enemies. Telos was programmed to patrol the island's shores by circling the entirety of Crete three times each day. One way of deterring foes involved throwing huge boulders down on them. At other times, the giant robot would leap into a fire until he glowed with heat, then hug the enemy's body to burn him to death. Telos is sometimes depicted as a winged creature, as was discovered on coins in Phaistos, Crete, from around 300 BC. Other vase paintings date to around 400 BCE. Various explanations have been given regarding the creation and death of Telos. In one myth, he is constructed by Hephaestus, the Greek god of metalworking, metallurgy, fire, blacksmiths, and other artisans, at the request of Zeus. Because Telos was an automaton, his internal structure was less complex than a human's. In fact, Telos had just one vein that ran from his neck to his ankle. The vein was sealed and protected from leaking by a bronze nail at the ankle. According to one legend, the sorceress Medea drove him mad with death spirits, Keres, and caused him to dislodge the nail. The ichor, that is, divine blood, then gushed out of him like molten lead, killing him. Telos is just one example showing how the ancient Greeks thought about robots and other automata. For another, consider the work of mathematician Archytas, 428 through 347 BCE, who may have designed and built an automaton driven by steam in the form of a self-propelled flying bird called the pigeon. See also Ctesibios's water clock, circa 250 BCE, Lancelot's copper knights, circa 1220, Gollum 1580, Frankenstein 1818.